Welcome to Women in WP, a bi-monthly podcast about women who blog, design, develop, and more in the WordPress community.
Hi, welcome to Women in WP. I'm Angela Bowman. I'm so excited to announce this is the 99th episode of Women in WP. Our 100th episode will be a chat with me, Amy Masson, and Tracy Apps, in which we talk about how incredible this podcast has been for us and the community. Today, we are celebrating WordPress Accessibility Day 2024, which takes place on
9th and 10th.
The 9th and 10th of October. So we're speaking with Adrian Grace, the volunteer team lead, and Isla Waite, technology and vendors team lead for the day. Welcome, Adrian and Isla.
Hi.
Thank you. Hello.
So to start off, what is the WordPress Accessibility Day? And then we'll get into what is web accessibility and who does it benefit?
WordPress Accessibility Day is, this will be our fourth year. It is a 24-hour event starting at, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. And it is literally 24 hours. We have 24 speakers speaking on everything around WordPress and accessibility. We have Lainey Feingold, who's going to be speaking about some of the legal aspects. We have some people that are true developers. We have people more in the design space, content developers, all speaking to how accessibility can be brought into those disciplines. And we have everything from beginner to advanced. So there's something for everybody.
That's amazing. And so for people who maybe aren't familiar with what accessibility is, which I think people who are in the development space are, but for a lot of customers that, you know, I speak to, like, I say, well, we need to make your site accessible. And they're like, well, I can visit it. What do you mean by accessible? What is web accessibility?
That is a long answer. I will try to keep it short. Web accessibility is making your website inclusive to all the people that would want to visit it. I'm sure Adrian can agree. We've had clients who say, well, I don't have disabled visitors to my website. And no offense to them, they just don't understand that there is such a diversity of physical disabilities, neurological disabilities, also blindness, deafness. It's just across the board how people need to interact with the internet. And of course, we all live on the internet. 20 years ago, it wasn't like that, but now it is. And for someone who, you know, has challenges to get out to a store, for them to be able to order something online, this is always a great example. It might take them 6 hours to do that round trip, but if they can order something online, they're just like enjoying life like the rest of us. So it's about living life the way everyone wants to live life, interacting with the web the way they want to interact with the web.
Yes. And so, you know, I wanted to point out, as I can see you, this is going to be audio only. Though sometimes I'll capture some snippets of video for sharing socially. But for those of you who cannot see what I'm seeing and won't see what I'm seeing, Adrian and Isla are wearing t-shirts. They're bright orange. At the top, there is a box and a rectangle. And inside that rectangle, there is a colon focus, the word focus, a colon followed by the word focus. And then below that are words that say, it's a feature, not a bug. WordPress Accessibility Day 2024. And so focus, for those of you who may not know, the focus pseudo class is used for one of many styling techniques for hyperlinks. We have the hyperlink itself. We have, when you hover over the hyperlink, the behavior, color, decoration that it might have. And then we have that same for when the hyperlink is focused on, pressed on, correct? And so that's part of accessibility. And I just thought your t-shirts were so clever for focusing on one thing that is important. Other people, I think I've seen other accessibility t-shirts like, you know, underline your hyperlinks. Like, just do it, people. It helps. Why is it 24 hours? Why? What's important about 24 hours? Why would you run that for that long?
Because we have people that use WordPress and develop in WordPress and design in WordPress around the entire globe. And we want to make sure that in terms of being accessible, it's also accessible in people's time zones. The other aspect, of course, is that it is recorded. And the recordings we do during the actual live event, we have live ASL captioners. We also have ASL sign language, sorry. And we also have live captioners. So we try and make this accessible on many levels. And then afterwards, the recordings, we make sure that the captions are right and develop a transcript and put those out, and they will be available on the WordPress Accessibility Day YouTube channel. The prior years are already there and available. And actually, currently, thanks to Joni Halibi, we are starting to have them translated into various languages so that, once again, we are trying to be as accessible and give this information to everybody that we can possibly reach, everybody who's interested.
And while they're recorded, I imagine there's some benefits to attending live. First of all, does it cost anything? And if you attend live, what are going to be kind of the interesting parts about seeing it in real time or participating in real time?
Well, the good news for everybody is it's free, completely and utterly free. We raise money through sponsorships, and that's all on our website if anybody wants to take a look later or maybe sponsor us next year. But yes, it's free. So, and if you attend live, obviously we have the chat going because it's on Zoom. You can interact with people from all over the globe. How cool is that? And just to add to what Adrienne said, I think that this day provides a lovely access point for people who might be a little bit worried, like, oh, I haven't done this before. I don't know how to get into this. And, you know, I'm in Africa or Ukraine. And it's so welcoming. You know, every single presenter has been on that same journey of how do I get started? So you get to meet people who are probably at a similar place to you, whether you're advanced or a beginner, and you can make new connections, join them on LinkedIn, and have this global community. I think that's so unique and lovely.
Yeah, I know that I run a couple meetups, and I've had people ask me about accessibility, and they're so overwhelmed and they don't even know where to start. And sometimes I'll give them like, start with these three things. Like, I want to break it down into bite-sized pieces because it can get complicated really fast. I don't know if this is a topic I could ask you to. If people want to get started with accessibility, first, they should come to WordPress Accessibility Day. And then what other ways can they start to engage with accessibility that may not be too overwhelming, but at least get them going?
Gosh, there are so many ways. And I have also been there, that fear, not knowing where to start. And I would say that one of the things that you will probably hear are tons of resources. It's such a welcoming community. Again, if you have the opportunity to attend live, please do. People end up posting their favorite resources, their favorite links. I end up coming away with so many tabs and so many, you know, saved links and downloads of PDFs that other people know, resources that I don't. And any of those are usually a great way to start. Of course, the W3C has their web content accessibility guidelines, and there is a simplified sort of the quick version that is available. I'm sorry, I don't recall the link off the top of my head, but maybe I'll try and find it while I was talking about something. But I do know that what I found out about WordPress Accessibility Day because one of the founders, Amber Hines, runs the WordPress Accessibility Meetup group. And that's twice a month. And that is, I think, the first Thursday and in the morning, well, I guess US times, and Monday evenings, US times. And those are also free. And again, some great speakers that come on and share, again, everything from design and law and development and content, how it works inside organizations, how it might work if you're a solopreneur or a very small agency. Really, there's something for everybody. And many of those same speakers are some of the speakers that are now going to be part of WordPress Accessibility Day. So these are all some really great free ways to get started and to learn a little bit more. And everything you learn is a little bit more than you knew before.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like we need a buddy system. And Amber Hines was a bit of my buddy. I hired Equalize Digital to just meet with me for a couple hours and go through and kind of do a site audit. And just from that one site audit, I realized, oh, I build sites all very similar to each other, that I could take all that information and apply it to every site. It was a lot. It was a lot, but sitting down in person with someone, and I think that's the benefit of some of these meetups and this accessibility day, is that you get to see the real world example. Because if you go to the WCAG guidelines, you are just like over, like, I don't even know how to mentally parse all these details, you know, but I think that it can help to break it down. And one thing I was curious about, just in terms of accessibility, is people get overwhelmed because they feel like there's so much to it. And do you find that there's value just in starting, just in approaching the process, doing a few things that you know that you should do, like color contrast and underlining your hyperlinks and using alt text? And even if you don't know all the technical details, what would you say about the value of just doing something versus nothing?
Oh, there's huge value in just dipping a toe, because the more you dip a toe, the more you gain confidence. So yeah, just color contrast, you know, just stepping away from the computer and squinting, like, can I still see that text? Is huge. You don't have to use any gadgets and widgets to understand how difficult it can be to see a super light gray on a white background. And also underlining links, you know, that's an easy one to do. And just get into the rhythm of doing it on every website you build. And then you start to see it everywhere. You'll see all the places that are not doing it and think, oh gosh, I really want to spread the word. You get the bug for spreading the word.
Yes.
It's a feature,
yes.
Not a bug.
Yeah. And that's what I have a few friends. We had in-person meetups before COVID, and now a few of them have asked me about accessibility. One person has hired someone who is blind and who is doing audits of her sites for her, which is amazing, because even if you use the tools, there's things that you may not know about how an unsighted person might approach that technology even, and how they interacted with it in a way that maybe you wouldn't expect. And so with that in mind, knowing that I have three other women building websites in my community, I said, you know what, let's get together in person and we'll just not necessarily audit the sites, because I think that's daunting for some of these people. They'd rather hire someone, but just to set some protocols for how we might approach building sites from the get-go, so that we can head off some of these issues from the start. Here are the things to watch out for. Here are the things to pay attention to. It's much easier to set your color scheme when you're first designing and building a site than to have to go retroactively do it and convince the client after it's built, oh, we need to change out all these colors, you know? So kind of front loading some of that accessibility work. So that's something I'm going to try to do in our little community, at least. Your keynote this year is Lainey Feingold. Can you tell us about her and what her session covers? And we have you here on Women in WP podcast because you are women. And so we're highlighting some of the women with the Accessibility Day. So tell us about her.
Lainey Feingold, I think if you do get into the accessibility space, you'll know she's a legend. She is a disability rights lawyer. She is also a public speaker and an activist in the disability legal space. I've heard her speak at several events just in my few years that I've been in and around accessibility. And she is going to be talking on some of the ways that you can use, you don't have to be a lawyer, you don't have to be you know, steeped in all the lingo and know, I don't know, this motion, that motion. She really does such an excellent job of breaking it down of how it works, what are the laws, what people have a right to and why they have a right to it. And I think for many of us that are maybe in corporations or with clients that don't quite understand, to be able to say, look, here's the law behind it, as well as, hey, explain to people, these are real people. You know, it's almost 25% of the adult US population has some form of a disability. It's not simply the things that we can see. It's not simply the person in a wheelchair and great, that's, we have curb cuts and we don't even think anything about them. And yet we also know that people had to fight for those. And she is fighting for the same thing in the disability digital space.
Yeah, speaking of curb cuts, that's a fascinating history. I'd recommend anyone who loves podcasts to look up the history of curb cuts on the 99% Invisible podcast. They go all into it.
That's a great podcast.
Story.
I'm not surprised. I hadn't thought about that for a while.
Yeah, definitely. I'll put a link in our show notes to that. So why do you as organizers choose to put so much time and energy into an event like this? And like, how has it impacted you or others you know personally?
Well, we want to give back. We want to find places to do that. And I think both of us discovered Amber through the meetup and thought, wow, you know, she was giving a lot. And we thought, how do we get involved in this community? I was 1 year ahead of Adrienne when I discovered WordPress Accessibility Day through Amber. And I thought, yeah, I'm going to throw my hat in the ring there. And it, you just get hooked on the vibe. These, you know, everyone there is just so energetic and excited to be there. It's a change from the ordinary grind. And I love my job. I have a great job, but I work remote. And I spend a lot of time with, you know, my team, who a lot of those are contractors and they're wonderful people. But through this type of event, which again is global, I get to meet people I never would have met. I never would have met Adrienne unless she had signed up 1 year after me. And I said, oh, great. You could do the job I did last year and I'll help you. Yeah, it's just giving back to such a wonderful community, you know, spreading the word, putting a bug in people's ears who just otherwise would not have heard of it. It's a good vibe.
That's awesome. What about you, Adrienne?
I would absolutely agree. I came in thinking, I'm just going to sort of sit in the back and kind of, you know, just do a small something. And I said, we need a volunteer lead. I'll help you. And that is one thing I will say about this community. It is super supportive. And pretty much everybody said, yeah, we know you're brand new and this is literally your first meeting, but come on and we'll help you. We will make sure it, you know, you're going to be fine. And it is so hard when you see people giving so much and you think, yeah, wait a minute, I got here and I know what I know because others were willing to share. And I was raised, my dad always said, you know, you pay it back whenever you can. And when you can't, you pay it forward. Those are your two options. So this is my way of paying it forward or paying it back, depending on how you look at it. So I'm a firm believer in it. And it's definitely a community that I think feels the same. And you do meet so many nice people and learn so much. And having a community, because many of us in our daytime jobs, we don't have as many people that are so steeped in accessibility. And to have a group that I can say, hey, this is what I'm thinking. I ran into this situation and I think this is probably the solution, but I just would love a second opinion on this. Am I totally off base or is there something I'm missing? And to have so many people with so much knowledge say, yes, that's, you know, here. And have you thought about this? And if you need another resource, here's a great, you know, online blog. Here's a person if I need to put you in contact with them. So it's really been, I thought I was giving back, but I feel like I'm still getting more.
Yeah, and I think that goes back to my idea of a buddy system, is that accessibility, some things are easy and self-evident. And once you learn them, it's like, yeah, just do that. Like color contrast, like that's a pretty low hanging fruit and solves a lot of issues. But for other things, can be a little more technical, can be more nuanced, can be like, oh, I didn't even consider this would be inaccessible. You know, not naming a link. Let's say you have a mobile menu, a hamburger menu, and it's not labeled as such, you know, and it you wouldn't know that by looking at it. You know, it really is under the code, and you kind of need someone to point that out. But at the same time, those kind of things can be overwhelming. Now this tool has told me this is not accessible. I have no idea in a million years how to make it accessible. And I do think it does take that community or buddy system or a group of buddies. And it sounds like the benefit of that is that it's not just work. It can be fun. And you build these relationships, and it's cool. It's cool to be accessible. and so I feel like that's an important message to get out there. That's, while it seems daunting, what I'm hearing from the two of you is if you start this journey, you're gonna have a good time meeting people and good time learning even. So don't look at it as hard or daunting work. Look at it as an opportunity to grow your community.
100%.
And speaking of volunteering, I love that. Let's all together, 100%. And speaking of volunteering, we see that you pay a stipend. I never know how to say that word. Stipend. I think it is stipend. And swag to your speakers, which is kind of wild because in the WordPress space, at least we see all the speakers have to be free, but speakers have to do volunteers do a lot of work, but we know that's volunteers. Speakers who are the core to the content of the event have to do a lot of work to create and present that content. They're professionals. They have a lot of this skill that they're bringing and knowledge, and to pay them, I think, is critical. Like, we shouldn't just expect people to always speak for free. So, and there's so many other expenses, I'm sure, associated with Venn. You mentioned sponsorships, but how else do you sustain yourself financially? And can people donate? And what are other ways people can help to, you don't charge for the event, but, you know, how what's the whole pie chart of that?
Yeah. Just a little background for everyone. The original founder of WordPress Accessibility Day was a contributor in WordPress. So that's Joe Dawson. Wonderful guy. When he refounded this day with Amber Hines, they agreed to separate from WordPress proper so that we could pay speakers. Because, you know, they truly believed we want to recognize these people as professionals in their space. And you know, a token of our appreciation for them putting in the time to make their slides and practice their presentation and show up for the community. We just really wanted to be able to appreciate that. So that was when we became, we're not a fully fledged nonprofit. We fall under Nobility. So they pay the taxes and whatever needs to be done for a nonprofit, but we fall under their wing, which works out really well. We pay them a little bit of money. I think it's around the region of $2,000 to take care of us on that level.
Like your fiscal sponsor.
Fiscal sponsor. Thank you. Yeah. That's what I was talking
about. I used to work for a nonprofit as communications director, and we provided fiscal sponsorship to artists in our community.
Yes.
Yeah. So
fiscal sponsor. Yes. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Thank you. So yeah, all of our money is from sponsorships, you know, micro to much bigger sponsors. Thank you to all of them. Every single cent counts. Donations as well can come in from people who attend. You know, if they're in a position to, that's wonderful, but you absolutely do not have to. You might get a t-shirt out of it if you want to donate. But that's where all of our money comes from. And then, you know, our expenditures, like Adrian mentioned earlier, we have ASL, and we pay a company to do that live for 24 hours. So that's one of our biggest expenses. Yeah. And they also do our captions. And then we pay for webinars with Zoom, and we're very strategic about that. You know, we don't want to waste money for the entire year when we're not holding webinars. So we just purchase that for the 1 month of the conference, so we can hold all of our practice sessions and then the actual event. And it's just 1 month a year that we pay for that. So we're very strategic about how we spend the money that comes in.
That's amazing. It sounds like a very worthwhile event. And people listening, you got to get this t-shirt. If there's any t-shirts left, donate and get a t-shirt, because yeah, this is the coolest t-shirt. And I love this particular shade of orange, you know, even if you don't look good in orange, you'll look good in this orange. Oh, and Isla has matching earrings. I love it. That's so great. When is orange not exciting and fun? So we already mentioned the cost and the time to the dates, October 9th through 10th, correct? 24 hours. And the website is
2024.wpaccessibility.day. And there should be a registration link right on the homepage. There's also a link to the schedule. You can see all of our speakers. We have some amazing people. And again, if it's not in your time zone, you can, it's recorded.
And we were speaking before we started the recording about the demographics of your speakers, just to let people know, 24% of the speakers identify as having a disability themselves. And so you're going to learn a lot from their perspective, how they encounter the web. And let's see, I did want to bring up that we did have a woman on our podcast that I will put a link to the show notes, who was our first completely blind person to attend. She was blind since birth. Her name
is Elena Breskechin.
She was episode 97. And so just speaking to her about her experience with the web and also her experience with WordPress and Gutenberg, and finding that Gutenberg was so much more accessible for her than, and even the backend interface, you know, just the interface of adding content for herself, but also, you know, working within the Gutenberg editor, so much more accessible than WordPress has ever been. And so she returned to WordPress because it's more accessible now than it used to be. So that's a fabulous episode I will put into the show notes. And then we will also put into the show notes the W3.org accessibility guidelines, which is super helpful. The link to WordPress Accessibility Day, Adrienne and Isla's links to their profiles on the WordPress Accessibility Day website. And anything else you want to share before we sign off? So people can just go to the website and register, I'm assuming, and they'll get a link. Or will yes. The sessions just be, do they have to register, or will it just be kind of live online? Like they have to register. Okay.
You do need to register. And in order to keep, I guess probably this is an audience that will understand when we say, we actually are going to have four separate Zoom sessions that are 6 hours each. And that is to make sure that the APIs bringing in the ASL interpreters and the live captions don't honk out.
Okay.
Because we have that problem. So you will register once, and you will actually see four different Zoom confirmations, and they will specify session one, session two, session three, and session four. And they are in that order. So start with one, and it does say the times. And I believe, although I haven't looked, I believe that once you download the link for your calendar, it will populate into whatever time zone you are in.
Yes. Yeah. And Zoom will definitely remind you when the next webinar is about to happen, and the MC will remind us, and the moderator in the chat will remind us. So nobody forgets that we have to change links to the new webinar.
Good to know. Yeah, that's all helpful information. Thank you so much for being here today. You've excited me to at least pop in to some parts of these sessions and to make sure that I bookmark the recordings. I am out the entire day of the 10th, but I am around the 9th, and I imagine, what time does it start Pacific time on the 9th? That might be useful information.
It starts at 7:45 a.m. Pacific.
On the 9th.
Yes.
And then it goes until that time on the 10th.
Yep.
It goes so until it's primarily
8 o'clock before Monday morning.
The 9th and then that through that night. Oh, that's good. I'm pretty much available all that day except for an hour.
It is if you're in some time zones, but for other time zones, it's obviously starting closer later to the 10th.
So, yeah. Right. Yes. And I'm not even going to think about that math right now, recovering from COVID. Like, what else is
stuff? Nope.
I'll just stay in my time zone. Just stay in your time zone. And just.
That's right. And we have people, you know, in Australia, we have people in India, we have several people that are going to be our tech leads for some of those timeframes when even those of us on the West Coast are maybe not necessarily awake.
Nobody wants to hear that the organizers still get confused about the time zones and we're constantly asking each other in Slack. Is that the right time?
When am I supposed to be there? Oh, that's so funny. And so people in Australia could technically like watch it before they go to bed. And wake up the next day and keep watching. Yeah, that's fabulous. I love it. Right. I love it. Well, thank you for being here today and looking forward to the day.
Thank you, Angela.
Lovely to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter or join our Facebook group. We would be honored if you subscribe to the show. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and iTunes. Finally, if you want to be on the show or know someone who would, visit our website at womeninwp.com. Until next time.